Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. They can be big, they can be small, but when we keep them bottled up, it can start affecting us negatively. Therapy is a safe place to get things off your chest and try to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. I know I constantly need to vent or bounce ideas off somebody or just be heard. You guys need to check out BetterHelp. Therapy is, I think, great for everybody personally. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/2judgy today, and you can get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2judgy. Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. And we're coming to you with a special pod because it is the premiere of what, Mary?
Real Housewives of Orange County, season 17. That's a 1 and a 7, guys.
Like next season, it will be legal.
Yes. I mean, wow, wow, wow. How far have we come? I was shocked. I was like, what season is this?
I was like 14, and I'm thinking like, no, because Atlanta's in 14, so like we can't be at 14. And then I'm like, and New York is coming with their 14th season. It's like 17. Mm-hmm. And somehow Gina and Emily are still on the show.
You know what's so sad? I mean, what I really think about is I just think about Brianna, you know, because I really follow her life closely. Keto Culbertson, she recently moved to Oklahoma. They were in Chicago. Well, not Chicago.
They're doing like the MLM, like the Young Living or something, or some essential
thieves. Thieves is one of her things, and she does essential oils too. But they
so is they Ryan moved. Wearing shoes yet? Remember you do like a lot of nature trail walks with no shoes on.
Well, yeah, and they eat a lot of like animal organs. Yeah, well, they eat
like raw.
They're living off the farm. They just recently got a dog. They're, you know,
to eat?
Getting chickens. No, their dog, their other dog was eaten by something.
Oh no.
Super sad. But yeah, they're living in
really
Oklahoma.
Do we follow them?
I'm obsessed with keto.
Is it from your personal or is it from TJG?
It might be from my personal. Might be. And she's very strict about, you know, if there's any haters, she will delete you. I feel like they have like 200,000 followers. They eat super clean. The kids are already out for summer. She feels like all she's done is cooking. She makes them nachos with the Siete tortilla chips and Tillamook cheese.
Mary, I'm obsessed this is with too her. Detailed. This is too detailed.
Okay. I'll like tell you guys like a little secret. So okay. When they first moved, I was like, where are they moving to? He announced it on April Fool's and was like, yeah, I'm going to start working for Vicky in California. And I was like, they're not moving to California. Okay. So I'm just like on the case, private investigator. I'm like, where are they going to move to? You know? So finally they put up that these painters are helping them. They make it to the new house. And I Googled the painters. It was LLC. I had to go even deeper, like by area code. And I was like, Oklahoma. Like, I took 5 minutes out of my day to figure that out. It wasn't just like a quick, it was not like a click, like, this is at these painters. No, they were not on Instagram. I had to get their name, put it in a Google search.
I'm going to be honest. I would have gone Google before Instagram. Don't go the Instagram route unless they're tagged on Instagram.
They were tagged, but then I still couldn't figure, you know. I found out it was Oklahoma. And they've since told everyone. Vicky just went out and visited. I did think it was a little strange that they took the kids out of school with like 2 months to go, you know.
To go where? To move. Well.
But maybe then they get like the 2 months end the year with these new people to start it, make some summer friends. I don't know. I always think it's interesting when you move your kid in the middle of the year. Sometimes you don't have a choice. But
yeah, maybe they didn't have. Maybe, I mean, the farm was calling.
It was, except their house wasn't ready because they had to get it painted, and they were really pissed about that.
Oh,
I digress.
Why, Ayana? The funny thing is like Brianna is now at the age that she can be a housewife.
She has four kids.
No, but I'm saying like Ashley Darby, like Teddy Mellencamp, like, you know, yeah, like the mid to late 30s. Like that's she.
Courtney,
like,
we could be too.
Well, I know, but we weren't 17 on the show having our mom come join a date at the local restaurant while I was eating yogurt with my boyfriend, Colby.
Yogurt shop.
Yes, Colby. Or when my mom surprised me with the Mercedes and said, now you get to
So... Oh God, it was
gone
so
through
good.
So much. Like she was literally like she graduated high school on the show. She went off to college. Like there's so much from this, and now she could literally be cast as a housewife.
And then they had to bring back her mom this season because nothing was really happening.
Okay, I gotta say though, OC to me though is like always lackluster. So with that, I have the lowest of low expectations of this season, meaning that I think, you know, you've said this is a summer season. They put this in summer because, you know, people are maybe not at home at summer. They're doing their own thing. So like this has the potential to just be.
This is a fold your laundry show. Fold your laundry, you know, get the vacuum.
Scroll
going.
Twitter, check your email.
Yeah. You don't have to be fully concentrated.
Yeah, because you won't miss anything. It's like when I'm like, I texted you. I'm like, okay, what we really want is we want like the juggernauts. We want the big hitters. Give us the Tamra, the Shannon, the Heather. Okay. I don't need to spend time with Gene and Emily that much. Side characters. This new Jen, they're like, hey, Dr. Jen and your husband, Ryan, whose name is really Ryan, we want you out. Bring in the new Jen, whose new boyfriend is named Ryan. Same name, kind of look similar, blonde, you know, everything is like very similar, but not. But I'm like, this Jen, she's been obviously trying to get on the show for years. You can tell.
I'm kind of obsessed with her already, though.
Oh, I want the secret.
She has an interesting life. So Tamra brings on Jen, who they met through Cut Fitness. They trained her. And I'm like, haven't we heard this story again? This is a little, or like Teresa.
Literally Tamra. Tamra did this.
Yeah. No, but also didn't, I mean, in New Jersey.
Oh, Rachel Fuda and Brittany.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's all connected. I didn't know how many bodybuilders were out in the world.
A lot. And I'm like, something's up. She's got a lot of secrets because I'm like, who opens a yoga studio during COVID?
That was a little bit odd, but it seems like basically, I think her family has a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And then her husband basically took over her family business. And
in Oklahoma.
Bill is running the business in Oklahoma when basically it sounds like she decided to take their
Bill grew
five
up in Orange
children.
County. Bill grew up in Orange County. She was in Oklahoma. It sounds like they met in Oklahoma, but she was like, I want out of Oklahoma. I want a Taylor Armstrong. Maybe they'll find a connection that way out of Taylor Armstrong. Remember, I'm going to go Oklahoma on your ass.
Yes.
So now they're going to connect over Oklahoma on this season. And she came to OC and then she said, well, you can go back if you want.
Right. But okay. So she has four kids. Five kids, I think.
All boys.
Oh.
Mostly boys. Could be.
Mostly boys.
Could be. I don't know.
There was one girl at the beginning because she was like, she's 11 going on 16, I think.
Okay. Yes. You're correct. Yes. Everly. Why? God. Oh my God. You guys, that's sick.
Well, there was a Dawson. There was a Dawson.
There's an Everly. There's like a Dawson. There's like a Jackson or something. I don't know. Oh,
do you think she was like, God, I just loved Katie Holmes and I really appreciate
I don't want to wait for my life to be over. Get me to Orange County right now.
My old field hockey coach texted me because I'm friends with her.
You know, so your friend texted you.
My friend texted me. She's like, I'm rewatching Dawson's Creek. It's so good. I was like, hey, I am down for that journey, that revisit. Maybe that's my summer, you know?
No.
I also thought they had like the biggest vocabulary. Would I still think that? Would I still not understand the words they were saying in Dawson's Creek?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it'd be a tough watch still. I'm going to be honest. I don't think that's a rewatch for me. I think okay. What I'd rather what?
Go ahead. Go ahead. I want to explain more about Jen.
Go ahead, please.
So she recently moved into this new house that her ex-husband will stay in while he's in town, and then she goes to the boyfriend's house. But the boyfriend seems jealous, but won't actually commit to her. They're not engaged. Yeah, there's more to the story.
So we meet Jen, and then they go bowling with Tamara and Eddie, okay? And I'm thinking they're married. Oh, this is the replacement Jen and replacement Ryan. We've got that. And so then when they start showing the house, I'm like, what's happening here? They met at Cut Fitness, which her kids are way too old. Like, they didn't come right out and say, oh, I have an ex-husband, this whole thing. So I'm like, what the hell? I'm like, and she was in a house before, but now she's moved into this one. Ryan lives down the street. She only stays with him when Will's in town. But he's like, by next year, I want you to move in with me. It's like, babe, put a ring on it.
What? Also, are the five kids going to move? What seems confusing.
So I will say like the fact of a divorced family. This is like kind of a new thing that they do where they're like, don't disrupt the kids. The parents leave the house, you know,
and
they
called like
nesting. I think you're something like that. Yeah. And I feel like Gina was at one point potentially doing that.
In the casita.
Yeah, but
and same with Bronwyn. I think actually in Bronwyn. Bronwyn, guys, she lives in Franklin, Tennessee. She just did Pride this weekend there. And her and her girlfriend live together in the house with the ex-husband and the kids, and they all live together and happy.
Great. What a modern family.
Yeah.
You know, if it works, it works. But I'm like, but Jen's got secrets and I want to know about them because there's potentially she had an affair. I'm like, with who? Please be a blast from the past. I want connections. I want you to bring up some. I want you to be like, oh, yeah, it was Brooks.
Oh God, not that.
I want maybe it's Simon Barney. I'm just saying, I want someone to just really connect. By the way, can we also talk about the fact that Shannon and David ran into each other at the Quiet Woman over the weekend?
I love that for them.
I woke up on I think it was Saturday morning and I was like, top of the morning.
Wait, is David getting a divorce? They were always on and off, Leslie and him. Okay. Yes. Leslie Cook.
Yes, Live Laugh Loser.
Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So he was out on the prowl at the Quiet Woman. I still never gone. Disappointed in myself.
Shannon. Is Shannon maybe potentially my favorite housewife?
Really ever?
There's something about Shannon.
Okay.
I just love her. I mean,
I did adore her for years. I miss her old house. With the basketball court.
He just came in like a wackadoo. She had the crystals built in. Remember, she wouldn't even have Wi-Fi, so everything was dial-up. Like, I just love – there's something about – and Shannon has just been so vulnerable. The nine lemons in a bowl. Like, she's just given us everything.
I know. I need her to go more back to that.
I
feel like there was such a dark cloud over her for so long. I kind of forgot, you know, we got the flashbacks today. And she really was only talking about herself for a long time after that divorce. Like, Tamara was a very good friend to her. I think she would call her drunk at night. She was constantly crying.
Oh, and Tamara is a friend energy sucker. She's an energy sucker. Like, she comes into the room, she takes it.
That's just takes up space.
I don't want to be friends with any of these people. Mm-hmm. But I want – that's why I love – I will tell you, though, as a refresher, I did run into Shannon, though, at a USC football game in the bathroom. And she was like, and she and I have a mutual friend. And she's like, oh, you're so-and-so's friend. And I was like, oh, yep. And she was so nice. And I laughed and I was like, what is this world? I love it.
Wait, so I have this fantasy.
Okay.
Because okay. Trace Amigas, they kept on like teasing they were going to have something coming up. Something was brewing. And really, it's that they're doing a show in Irvine in June.
The Improv, yeah.
But I had this fantasy. Then I saw this other thing that Vicky invited Brandy and Ava and Phaedra to her Puerto Vallarta house. And I was like, what if they happen to be in PV the same time as us? We were all on delays at the same time.
Is it potential? When are they going?
They haven't gone.
Everybody,
yet.
Ask, believe, receive as Mary will. We will be in PVR this weekend.
Would you die? Would you die?
We would die. Dead. Dead. Here lies Shannon Bedore and Courtney Frain. Could you just imagine running into Vicky? Like, I'd be like, Vicky, Brandy, please come back to my room and pee on my bed. Please, Vicky.
I think there's a chance.
We need to put it out there. Put out the energy.
Okay.
Put it out there. Vicky will be in Puerto Vallarta with us. I'll die.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
Gone to heaven.
Yeah. R.I.P. me. What a fantasy. And again, we don't want to be friends with them. I would love to get wasted with Vicky, though.
Yeah, that'd be so fun. She's a good temp girl.
And I feel like we could convince her to like prank call Andy.
Sure.
Or like someone else, like a different housewife. We're like, Vicky, just prank call them. Just do it.
I think with all four of them, we could get something going.
Oh my God.
Ask, believe, receive.
Okay. I'm thinking about it. I'm putting it out there. Let's take just a quick break. Let me recover. And then we'll talk about the episode.
Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm, tap into your power, and build towards your summer you. Peloton accommodates your schedule with a variety of class lengths to choose from. They have some that are only 5 minutes long. And I can tell you with Peloton, if I start I'll like do a 10-minute class and then I'm like, I could do one more 10 minutes. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of working out, which always feels great. They have such a variety of classes and so much flexibility. You know, you can move your body in so many different ways. Peloton has a range of class types. So you can do a walking class. Are you really interested in running a marathon? They can help you train for a marathon. They have yoga, meditations, Pilates, HIIT workout, and you can move at your own pace. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations. I get a weekly update with their guided programs that take the guesswork out of working out, so you can jump right in, keeping your fitness journey fresh every day. Peloton has everything you need to get where you're going, whether it's running outdoors or riding at home or strength training at the gym, Peloton has something for you. Get a head start on the summer you with Peloton at onepeloton.com. That's onepeloton.com.
The weather is finally getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I recently updated my wardrobe, and I hate spending a fortune on that kind of stuff, especially like summer clothes, because I feel like they like get a lot of wear and tear. But I have been using Quince for over a year now, and they have such timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. They have this European linen. I have their white button downs. They have dresses. They have blouses, shorts, and they are starting at $30. Also, they have these cute washable silk tanks. Everything they have is timeless. They even have 14 karat gold jewelry. And the best part is Quince's items are priced 50 to 80% off less than similar brands. They partner directly with top factories, and Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Cordy and I are simply both obsessed. You guys have to go to their website. You can literally update your entire wardrobe for the summer at a very affordable price and really high quality stuff. All their linen is fantastic. I even throw it in the dryer. It just wears super well. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/judgy for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/judgy to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/judgy. Investing can feel super intimidating, and people don't know exactly where to start. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. And you really don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorn recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals and then automatically invests your money for you. I know I'm someone that is not a finance major, and investing seemed really challenging. Like, I didn't know where to start, and Acorns has helped me so much. Head over to acorns.com/judgy to download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client endorsement may not be representative of all clients. Tier 1 compensation provided. Compensation provides an incentive to possibly promote Acorns. View important disclosures at acorns.com/judgy. Investing involves risks, including the loss of principal. Please consider your objectives, risk tolerance, and Acorns fees before investing. Acorns Advisor LLC. Acorns is an SEC registered investment advisor. Brokerage services are provided to clients of Acorns by Acorns Security LLC, member FINRA/SIPC. For more information, visit acorns.com. I have been using Ouai products for years now. That's O-U-A-I. And they just have released a new anti-frizz cream. And if you think about it, everyone has frizz. If you have thin, thick hair, you know, wavy, curly, straight, everyone still has a frizz problem. But you guys can check out their new anti-frizz cream. It provides immediate frizz control that lasts up to 72 hours, plus it has heat protection. I'm someone that uses the Dyson, then I straight iron my hair. So this is definitely helping reduce and repair split ends. It quenches the dry hair with intense hydration. And according to consumer perception studies, 90% of participants agreed with their hair looking less frizzy using this product. Plus, their scents are incredible. This is a Sydney-inspired North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. All of their scents are incredible. I always use their leave-in conditioner. I use their detox shampoo once a week. I also use their hair oil. I am obsessed with Ouai. Be frizz-free and go to theouai.com and enter promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG, always getting 15% off. Check out Ouai. Underwear drawers are like the wild, wild west of wardrobes. There's no rhyme or reason to them. Anything goes. You've got pairs from 3 birthdays and 2 Christmases ago, pairs from 5 different brands with 5 different fits. And when you open that drawer every morning, you have no idea what to expect. Now, I felt the buttery soft comfort of MeUndies, and my other pairs have to all go because MeUndies is all I can reach for. I'm hooked, and honestly, I just feel off if I try to wear anything else. I love them because you can get your classic black, and then they also have like super fun expressive prints. I have these great shamrock ones, you know, when I'm feeling lucky. Plus, they come in all sizes. They have extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody. They also have really great loungewear. MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Go to their loungewear section. Super comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies. They even have an activewear collection. It's super soft. And it's just unmatched comfort. MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all day wear. Go to get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/TJG. That's MeUndies.com/TJG for 20% off plus free shipping. That's MeUndies comfort from The Outside In.
Okay, we're back. This episode starts with, this is the first time in
You're house obsessed with the fact that this history. Is the first time. You cannot move on. This is the first time.
She built this up. First time in housewife history. This is how someone, their opener, motorcycle. Woo, baby. She's like, she rolls up on this motorcycle. She's shaking her hair. And they're playing that song like, careful what you wish for. Actually, that's totally the wrong tune.
Oh, but I was like, what song is that?
It's a familiar song.
Is it careful a royalty-free song? They pay money for a Tamara entrance?
I don't know. It's going, careful what you wish. It's now, guys.
If that were me, I would have paid royalty music for Elton John, The Bitch Is Back. The bitch is back.
Right. That's a good song.
Yeah.
Also, I was watching the other day, and it was like a TV show, and I was like, how can they play all this music? How much does it cost to actually play a song on a TV show?
About $115 a song per second.
How much?
I made that up. I have no idea.
I'm just curious.
Work at TV? I don't know. I'm sure it's expensive. That's why like Vanderpump Rules is like, I feel like they always have like Lala or Tom or someone singing in like one of their songs. Like, hey, we'll give you a platform.
Right. Ain't nobody got me feeling like I'm feeling you, like I'm feeling you.
Wait, you guys, sorry. I'm side swiping over here. Okay. As you know, I like to watch old episodes. So I'm on this season of Schwartz and Katie Getting Married. And I watched the wedding episode. And Tom Sandoval, that MF-er, he goes, okay, so obviously I surprised Schwartz with his brothers, but I got another surprise for Schwartz. And they flash to him on stage and he goes, I brought my trumpet. And he's like, this motherfucker, he had his flute for so long. He's always been like this.
Yeah. 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 It'd be weird to watch back that wedding.
It's literally wild because you start.
Do you just see all the red flags?
Oh,
they're a lot clearer.
Red, maroon. Mm-hmm. They're so red. Okay. Blood red. We've got shades of light red, dark red.
Oxblood.
I mean,
I love oxblood on a nail. Yeah.
A wine red. Mm-hmm. You know, the whole thing is just, but Sandoval, and this is also
For his wedding, right?
No, it was in the creek. He took a shower.
Right. Mm-hmm. So yeah, he didn't shower for his wedding.
Right. So this is also the season when Sandoval had those gray extensions and he had the man bun. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes, that. And he like wiped his tears on Butter the dog. Just.
I remember.
What a time to be alive.
I remember I didn't like Katie's look at her wedding at all. And now I do.
Yeah.
Which is just kind of interesting.
I do. Are you practicing saying that as much as you can?
Sure.
I do.
Okay.
So then Orange County.
Tamara comes out and she's like, Hey guys.
Yeah. Hey guys, I'm not going to try to, I'm obviously Ryan's not going to work on this show. I tried for a few seasons and you guys all hated him because he's crazy. So instead I'm going to bring out my mom more. And the storyline is going to be how my mom's fucking in my house.
Literally practicing moaning if she could hear. That's almost like too much for me. That's I'm like, I you're said. Trying too hard. Just be yourself.
Be yourself.
Blueberries.
Sorry,
and they always talk about her mom working at Costco. Like, I feel like they want to like put it out there and it's like, okay, we don't care that your mom works at Costco. I think that's great.
Love a good sample of Costco. Costco's right? The best. Costco is
you can't
the best.
Beat Costco.
But it's like, we've got, you know, Eddie, they had to close down the gym. And I'm like, you know what, Eddie, go be a SoulCycle instructor. They literally need, so you would sell out every class. Go be a fitness instructor somewhere. You know what? I heard Jen opened a yoga studio. Go do hot yoga at Jen's studio and teach us there. Like, I just feel like.
And they also have like a whole CBD line.
Yeah. Which seems to be doing like really well, right?
Yes.
Benna CBD.
Lights out is the one to get, I guess.
Okay.
I don't know. Jeff Lewis tells me.
Oh, I was like, I have no idea.
Use code Jeff30.
I also thought I'm like, didn't Tamara close Cut Fitness like a long time ago? I didn't think it was like something that was just last summer. I thought she like did that a while ago.
I mean,
This is literally almost a year old. I feel like usually we get housewives like 6 to 8 months, but this is like year old.
Yeah, well, we're at the end of summer, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're like, I got to get rid of my kids. I am dying. I'm talking to this fast food lady longer than I'm talking to my own kids.
And that's why OC is so bad, that we literally have car scenes of the kids of Gina and Emily. And I'm like, this is...
Well, I was annoyed of them, too. Show them some manners and respect.
Yeah.
Like, that's on you. That your kids are a reflection of you and what you put up with.
You tell them.
Oh, I'm sick of these kids.
Get them out. Get them back into Mary's classroom. She'll teach them a thing or two.
Well, I mean, it's like common decency.
They're just...
Have some respect. Can I hear a little please and thank you?
I got my braces off and I want some candy.
Should I tell your father? No, you're the mother. You. They should be just as scared as you as they are Shane. Okay?
Say it.
It's just like, I have no kids.
Mundane shit with Gina and Emily's kids. I'm out. You're going to put this on Wednesday nights, which means we have to watch this at East Coast hours and then record after. This is not a Vanderpump Rules Scandoval, okay? I don't want to waste my Wednesday watching this Orange County when I'm getting treated to. Like, I will watch. You want to put a Scandoval on at 11 p.m. on a Wednesday, which is the night we record? I'll record at 1 a.m., okay? You want to put an OC on at 8 p.m.? You guys aren't getting it till next week. If it's gonna be like this, I'm not waiting.
I thought it was interesting. Like, Gina did not drink this episode, but she's definitely like not saying her sobriety thing yet. And I feel like her going over to Heather's house, and Heather's like, "You like ghosted me. Like, you haven't been returning my phone calls. You haven't invited me anywhere." And Gina's like, "Well, yeah, I mean, I'm getting my real estate license. Like, Travis didn't have his kids this summer some of the time. So my kids were sad. Then I was sad. And then I just like flew to New York for 3 weeks. And now I think I have like social anxiety." But I really think it's like she's just like avoiding every situation so that she can keep this like sobriety journey, which
I'm going to say no.
I think.
Okay, because they did some flashbacks. She's hanging out with Emily. I think the tides turned last season and everyone said, "Gina, you were literally living in Heather's asshole because you were so far up there." Mm-hmm, and she took a step back because I don't think that Heather was that well received last season. And I think Gina was like, she was looking at the dynamics of what was happening with the cast. Now, do I think she also probably was going through that? Sure. But I'm saying, like, they even flashbacked to an event that Emily and Gina were at, and they had a fancy pants champs to an event that they didn't even invite Heather to.
Right. Well, but I like what Gina says, like in her confessional, she's like, yeah, Heather Dubrow's not going to go to this dive bar charity event. Like, the voo's not flowing, but she wants to be invited so she could say, no, she can't make it.
That's what we all want.
I think that's all very true.
We all want that. Do you know how many times I text someone, I go, "You didn't invite me." And they go, "Would you have come?" I said, "Besides the point, you know I wouldn't have." I want to tell you I can't go, though. And they're like, "Well, why do I want to ask you when I already know the answer?" I said, "Because it's the principle of things. Well, is our friendship worth it?"
You want the option.
Yes. The option's always no. Right. Or hell no. You know? Right. Well, but I also think part of it, too, is like, I think Gina, outside of Emily, Gina, with people on this show, she hasn't really done things with them outside of the show.
I'd agree with that.
So, like, I think a lot of it's like when Heather's like, "I haven't seen you." And Gina's like, "Because we're not filming, bitch."
I know.
You know, like where I'm like, I think like Heather really was like, "I made friends with a normie. She's a poor Terry. I was nice to her.
I know. Terry's like, "Well, do you think people like don't invite you to things because they don't think it's like going to be fancy enough for you?" And Heather's like, "What? Like, I don't have to chase around Gina if she can't make it to my plane on time.
You think I could put her on a G4? You think I'm going to, what, Gina? I'm not going to the dive bar. How déclassé. If it was at Nobu, perhaps." I also thought it was like, I don't know why, it really cracked me up when Terry... Just like, I love the level of rich, because the level of rich of what Heather is like what I want to see on these shows, when she's like, "Let me put you in the wheelchair. I'll put you in the elevator. I'll run you into the wall." Don't need to see him grabbing her ass because Terry weirds me out a little bit. But the amount of money have is great. Heather Dubrow is also, yeah, she also has a name drop in Selling Sunset this season.
Oh, okay. I guess Tracy Tudor is selling the girl that's off the show's house that moving to Paris.
Christine Quinn.
In real life, she's selling her house.
Oh, interesting. Well, Heather sold a penthouse unit. Heather is married to Tariq Al Moussa, who's like the flipper flop, you know, that whole thing.
Oh, I know. Christina yep. does the coast. I know. I watched that.
Yeah. So Heather bought through Heather.
It's so connected. Also, though, my vagina was clenching when Heather was giving Terry a massage. They were turning it on too much for me, and I did not like
it. I hate feet.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
I think feet are gross. And I think even if it's a loved one, don't touch my feet.
No.
Don't touch my feet. I don't want the massage. Terry also, does Terry get routine pedicures? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Fine.
I do think he's
priv.
You know, he
you think it's priv. He puts, comes to the house.
Definitely someone that goes to the house. He can take the leather jacket to the nail salon.
True.
Okay. I will say I love Heather Dubrow's confessional, like Shania Twain look. I thought that was really fun for her and different. I was obsessed with
Heather came in this season beginner. Like, I know last season was obviously like her return and we're focusing on Heather. And now, you know, this year is like Tam or whatever. But Heather came in softer this year, even like when they had, I know I'm going ahead, but like pickleball. She just was more like, oh, I want to include Shannon. I'm like, oh, when did we? I don't really remember us making up with Shannon, but I like this because Shannon is the one we always as fans gravitate towards Shannon, even when we're mad at her. Even when we're mad at her, we still gravitate towards her.
And a lot of this episode was kind of like catching us back up, reminding us of their friendship between Tamara and Shannon because, you know, it's like Shannon, she witnessed Tamara get baptized. You know, she was there when Tamara was there for her when she took off her wedding ring.
I did that wedding ring thing. I did tear up a little bit, like being like, oh my God, like, because I think Shannon came on the show and was like, these are going to be my real friends.
They were really real friends. And I mean, thank you for Mama, you know?
And I think that there's two sides to this too. I think Shannon is a tough friend when she has issues, like she needs all of you. Like, you need to be on call for her. But I also think when Tamara got fired, she was so salty about it that she was using every avenue to kind of drop. Like, I think both of them are wrong and both of them are right.
I honestly don't really have a side. And I think it probably got to the point where someone was avoiding someone's calls. And it sounds like Shannon was avoiding Tamara's calls. And she was sending her to voicemail, even though she claims she doesn't know how to use voicemail, which I also don't think Shannon really does know how to use a phone.
Shannon, everybody knows if you press the red button on the phone.
It doesn't always come up.
Well, so do you know what it is? If your screen is locked, you have to pull it over to the right. We're only iPhones here. If the screen is unlocked, the green and the red will pop up.
Okay.
That's a fun fact for you. Also, there's a lot of Apple unveilings that have happened this week with all the new features. You guys, you're going to be able to leave FaceTime voicemails now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, like, if I FaceTime you, you pick up, I can leave you.
Not going to be good for me, actually.
It's not the one-eyed messages I'm going to get from Mary.
I wish you never told me about this feature. I'm going to be so nervous.
Well, just don't leave the message. Just hang up.
Yeah, but I'll get too excited and I'll want to say something.
I know. And then I'm going to download those somehow.
Oh, God.
And also like a voicemail, like a voice note, it'll transcribe. I love sending a voice note, but sometimes I have one friend. I love her to death, but she'll send me a minute long voice note.
Who is it?
Oh, my friend, Nicole. She'll be like, I'm driving, so I'm just going to talk. She's being safe. Sure. Being safe.
I love that.
But then, you know, it's a minute long or so. And so then I got to sit there and I got to listen to a minute long voice note. It's like voice notes are 25 seconds or less.
I love a voice note, but I love talking on the phone. Like, I just want to gab with my girls.
Say that again.
I just want to gab with my girls.
I know. I don't want to do that, but I want to send a voice note. I like to do accents on a voice note, just like top of the morning.
Sure.
You know, like I love a voice note just to say, just want to bother you.
I love it. That's happily appreciated. But that's smart. The voice note can turn to a text. I guess they already have that technology, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But there's something like, there's basically, if you can't listen to it, it's going to transcribe it for you. So yeah, then you can go back and listen to it. So that will be helpful for the minute long ones, actually. So Nicole, you keep on sending them. You keep sending them. And you keep being safe while you're driving. I appreciate that.
I do too.
Mm-hmm. Okay, back to the show. You know, Shannon and Emily go hiking. I don't care. Sorry. There's always a lot of
events in the OC. Like in this 1 hour, which is really only 44 minutes, we went to a yoga retreat. Mm-hmm. We played pickleball.
Mm-hmm. Bowling.
Heather's house. Yep. We went to a bowling alley. We also went on a hike.
Uh-huh. Tamara's house.
Like,
we did.
There was a lot of scenes.
We did a lot of stuff.
I really missed was Shane. I need, like, where
that little twerp. That little dork.
I couldn't. The only house husband we saw was Eddie, who, like,
no, we saw Terry. We saw Terry.
Oh, yeah. Duh.
We saw Ryan.
Okay, I guess we saw a few more.
We saw a picture of John. So we basically saw them all married.
And then it's
kinda, but I wanted to say one thing about the hike. One thing about the hike. Emily is feral. And what I mean by that is I feel like she brings, remember last season she brought a turkey sandwich to the sauna. She's drinking the water out of the dog bowl. Like, she's always doing something a little crazy.
A little off.
Crazy, that feral little Emily Simpson.
Wait, also it's kind of weird to think about as you watch this. Just remember, right after filming, John Jansen breaks up with Shannon. Mm-hmm. And more recently, they were photographed together. So curious. Is
it like Family Feud together or something?
I'm curious what's happening there, you know?
Also, her girls are going to college. One's going to FITM and one's going to USC.
Okay. Okay. And then the other one's at TCU, right? Or she's at some...
TCU or Baylor? I believe she's at Baylor.
Baylor.
Where Gretchen Rossi went. You guys, what the fuck? I'm disgusted by myself. I am so grossed out by the things that I know and the things that I cannot remember. Sick. Sick.
So, okay. And apparently her daughter's a virgin.
I mean, Shannon, I appreciate you telling us, like, yeah, she's got to, you know, you got to try it out and make sure things fit, which I'm like, okay, Shannon. But
didn't
I'm like,
love that confessional look for Shannon. The pink with the feathers.
Not but I like the second one. That was all black.
Yeah, that one's great.
I like that one. Okay. So then I don't know why this is cracking me up, because there's Gina doing something with her fashion this season. She's trying to up it.
Sure.
The confessional's not doing it for me with the leather leggings.
Okay.
And it's like a corset crop top, and then she's got like that gold. She's got the braids. She's got a pickleball outfit. Like, she's just doing a little too much for me. And it's just because I have bad posture, so I always see it on other people, of mm-hmm. Gina the Hunchback. She's back this season. She's wearing a workout outfit to yoga with a blazer.
Right.
She's always two braids. Always,
yeah.
But I have to say, though, other than that, she is looking good.
She looks fantastic. Like, I mean,
she looks good. It's just the outfits are...
Also, her confessionals are pretty funny because she's so down to earth and relatable. Yeah. And then Heather...
The Casper the Ghost line.
Right. And Heather comparing her son to taking the real estate license to Gina taking the real estate license was...
Oh, she's like, oh my God, you could ask Nikki. She's like, I could. I could also ask Tamara, who came on the show as a real estate agent.
I know. And I love how she's like, well, also Nikki's used to studying. I haven't been studying for 15 years. Like,
when they were showing Heather doing the dorm rooms and all of that stuff, I'm like, can you remember all of that? Like, I love the flashback to them in college. I love Gina being like, I took my 20% off coupon to Bed Bath & Beyond. Like, I like Gina because it's like, don't get me wrong, I like her. She's too normal for the housewife where it's like, she never hosts events. She's not aspirational. She's just fine.
Her dorm room looked like a prison cell, you know? Yes. Relatable.
She saw three posters and she hung them.
Great.
Did you have posters?
Who didn't? I had a Sex in the City. I had a Sex in the City poster. I had a Britney Spears poster.
You did?
Yes, of course. Chappie, Seventh Floor, whoop whoop.
I think all I had was like the anchor that I got when like my big sis gave me an anchor for big sis, little sis, whatever. I don't even know. Honestly, I don't even know if I hung that.
I think like we had to in the house.
No, I'm saying in my dorm room though.
Sure.
Yeah, in the house you had to like hang it above your bed so like people would know, oh, that's where Courtney sleeps. Oh, is that where Brittany sleeps and Tiffany and Mary? Oh, great. Glad I know.
Oh, God. What is such a weird place?
I'm sorry. I keep thinking about the fact that I slept five girls to a small ass room and was like, this is normal.
Six. It literally smelled like urine in that room.
Well, that's
like,
because somebody in your room used to pee the bed very often. That's why your room smelled like urine. But like the fact
It wasn't me.
I mean, and you guys, like, literally, as soon as like the Delta Gamma house moved out of our house, a frat moved in. That's how bad the house was. Okay. The house was a shithole. And we'd put like five girls. I can remember being in like a three girl room because I was like on exec at one point. And I was like, oh my God, this space is so nice. Cause like I could see a floor.
Right.
And then I was like, oh yeah, I'll move into the five girl room with my four best friends. And I'm like, this sucks.
And it
I wear headphones every night because someone snores. One girl works at Starbucks. She's up at 4 a.m. every day. And then we had 10 girls share a bathroom.
It was disgusting.
It was so gross. And we were like,
have a cook.
We're like, sisterhood.
We didn't have a cook.
We didn't have a cook. We had three refrigerators for 30 plus girls.
It was
disgusting. We had to take care of our house, Mom. RIP.
You lived there for 2 years. I got out after one.
Why did I do that? Well, I lived there. I lived in a four girl room where only one girl was really there the whole time.
Okay. That makes it
including better. because we all had boyfriends at that time, and then he broke my heart. That's like another story for my therapist. But then moved into the three girl room. Then I was in the five and I was like, get me out. Out. Oh. I need to be out of here. This place is disgusting.
Yeah.
And now they live like freaking Queens.
I know. They got a cook. It's clean.
The kids will never know. Uphill, both ways, in the snow, no shoes.
Okay. Getting back.
Let's take a quick break.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Okay, basically,
nothing happened. We have to watch them play pickleball. And I'm like, you know what? If you don't think that there's a crossover of Orange County and Vanderpump Rules where we had to watch Randall play pickleball, we know the rules by now. Don't tell me about the kitchen. You can't go in there unless the ball bounces.
I also find it interesting that so many people play pickleball. It's kind of more challenging, though, than one would think, I believe. It's a lot of running.
Pickleball, I actually find, is a very good workout because you're basically hitting a wiffle ball. And I think pickleball is a lot easier to pick up than tennis, for instance. Like, you have to have, I think you have to have a little bit more of a skill level, but because it's a pickleball, you have a lot more leeway, if you will.
Those balls, they fly fast across my face.
Yeah, but there goes your social life. but I think, like, but pickleball is, like, a very, like, I don't know. Like,
I feel like everyone's like, oh, it's such an easy sport. Like, all these older people play it. It's not that easy.
Oh, it's a workout, but I think it's an easier sport to pick up if you don't have the skill set of playing tennis or, you know, something like that. So if you guys are thinking about it, it's actually, I think it's fun.
No, I agree that it's not as easy as people say it is, okay?
Oh, like, I'm sweating at the end of it. Also, absolutely. I'm a natural strong sweater in general, but because you know what? I'm not letting you win. I'm not letting you win.
No, okay? I'd actually like to be on your team.
Yeah, no, we would dominate. We would be very good, mostly because of me.
Okay, sure. Okay. Speaking of self-centered, so Tamara starts talking about Shannon. She's like, she is a self-centered person that only gives a fuck about herself. And Heather's like, well, I really think you guys could come and get together. I'd like to invite her to this thing and, you know, we can all get along and talk things out. And then it was really interesting. Tamara keeps on bringing it back to Simon getting cancer. And she was, I guess, very worried, trying to get a hold of Shannon during this time. And Shannon would not call her back, which then just made me kind of think about how, if Simon did pass, that's a horrible thing to say. But then, you know, she doesn't talk to her daughter. Would the daughter come into her life again? I don't know. I'm maybe talking way too darkly, but that was just something that crossed my mind. Well, and maybe I shouldn't have
go dark. This is a light episode. You had to go dark there.
Sorry.
But I'm also like, okay, but this all happened though, because I also feel like I think that there are voicemails from Tamara yelling at Shannon. And I think that there is a lot that, like, I think that there is a lot of blame from, I think there's both sides are, like, wrong and right. But, like, I think that there's a lot where Tamara's like, you got me fired, or you need to help me get my job back, or, like, you've got to go down with this ship, too. Like, the Trace Amiga, all for one, one for all, we're the three musketeers. Like, I feel like there was a lot of that. And then, like, why would they keep you? So, like, I could see Shannon not answering the phone because she's, like, not realizing that Tamara's like, actually, I'm calling you because of this reason.
Do you think they made a plan before they filmed together? Who? Shannon and Tamara?
No.
No. So this is the first time they're talking is really on camera. Because I felt like Tamara was acting multiple times.
No, I think, like, Tamara had a plan. I don't think she informed Shannon.
Okay. Got it.
That's what I mean. Like, I think, like, I was laughing when they were at the retreat and they're eating the food, which then was it Emily or Gina that says, well, Gina. Our first mistake was that we started talking by the food.
Right.
We, you know, but they're talking like, you should just talk to Shannon, blah, blah. And then Shannon just
have to say, this hurt me. It hurt my heart. You know, she should hear it. And then Shannon goes,
Are you talking about me? It's about me. But Shannon, like she said, when she talked to Tamara, like her life is so good right now that, like, she's in, like, this state of zen. Like, I felt like she was like, I'm not on the attack this season. Like, Shannon and Heather talked before the season.
Yes.
And well, they said we're going to be
having a hard time. Like, Tamara literally just lost her dog, Bronx. Ugh. The gym's closing. And then Shannon's acting like she doesn't know. I will literally not see you for 10 years. And I still follow you on Instagram. And when I see you, I'll be
just
like,
realized your detective work, Mary.
No, but I honestly, I will say to people, I'm like, oh my God, I saw you got married. Or like,
I think Shannon goes on Instagram only when she's had a drink or two.
Oh, okay.
I think Shannon is a drunk poster. Absolutely. And I feel like she'd see something and be like, oh, I got to talk to Tamara about that, and then forget the next day.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, I'm making this up based on no knowledge. But like, the David Bedore post was at like 1 a.m.
Shannon looked good in that.
Oh, yeah.
She looked great. Mm-hmm. I mean, I do think it's interesting that Tamara calls her drunk.
But how reserved was Shannon when she was like, well, this I don't miss. Like, usually she'd be like, drunk! And she'd like fly off the handle. Like, she has the upper hand here, I think. And I think that they all kind of know too, like, hey, Tamara's coming back. She's not coming back in like you know, they were pairing them up. I actually thought it was interesting because if you recall, Tamara's the one who brought Emily on the show. Emily was the yes. event planner. And right. now all of a sudden they're like, oh, we might have so much stuff in common. It's like, you guys were literally quote unquote friends before the show.
And what do you have in common? Smoking cigs at 10 years old? That's not funny. But it was funny. Like, it's not funny, but.
Well, you know, abandonment issues.
Yeah. We're both bitches. So we should be friends and be bitches together.
Yeah.
Let's the funny be. Thing is they have a lot of good components. Like I like Tamara. I like Shannon. I like Heather DeBro's lifestyle. So you have like three key players.
Those are the three top dogs though.
But I'm also very interested in this Jen situation. She has yes. a unique living situation. She has like five children. She just opened a new business. Her boyfriend could be cheating on her. She might have cheated on her husband. Yes. Like there's a lot here. And we like Gina in the confessionals. She's good commentary. And I mean, who doesn't like someone that drinks out of a dog bowl like Emily?
And so we're going to get Taylor Armstrong as a friend.
Right. So it's interesting to think we have all the pieces of the puzzle, but yet the puzzle doesn't fit. That was
You profound. Know what it is? You know, those like monochromatic puzzles that are all one color.
Okay. Yeah.
And you have to figure out and it's like, I don't know how this goes. There's so many pieces because they're all one color and there's no hint here. That's what this is. It's all orange.
Okay, sure.
And we're just trying to make it fit. I'm here for it. I mean, we're having a sit down next week, 1 week later.
Right.
Fake friend intervention. There's an attack. And we get our first. I thought we had left this in the past. You know what I also thought too, by the way? How come at reunions, they don't fuck with us and give us a to be continued? We're coming back to the same place next week.
They really should do that.
They really should fuck with us because every week we'd be like, no.
Right. Also, one last thing. I just thought Tamara and Eddie were trying to be too sexual, you know, in front of the mom
like, oh,
too.
Oh, does your mother, mom, like mother, like daughter.
It's too much.
If you guys if you even show us a hint of a bathtub, I swear to G.
Well, and then like, do people like, is this normal conversation? Am I the weird one?
Oh, no. I mean,
I don't do anal. That's not what I heard.
You go deep. You're used to going deep. Ooh, in the kitchen. No, deep in the kitchen. Pickleball joke and sex joke. Hilarious.
There are so many like dumb sex jokes. I was like, this is getting kind of odd. Like I feel like
did you know we like to have sex?
Right, that's what it felt like.
Yeah, we have sex and we have a lot of it and we're still sexy because remember she's the hottest housewife in Orange County.
She looked
she did look good. She did look great. She really did look great.
They all look pretty good.
I agree. I thought everyone looked fabulous. I agree. And I'm into the new Jen. I think they gave us enough to be like, oh, okay.
Well, and I think you guys, we all just need to commit to this. We know this could be boring. Let's be on TikTok. Let's do our laundry.
But also, Bravo, put this at 8 p.m. every week.
Sure.
Like, give us the earlier showing.
Yeah, I agree.
This is a perfect. And I think, you know what? And I think if it's earlier, you'll have more eyes watching it.
I think you're onto something here. Also. Yeah. I'm totally caught up on Below Deck Sailing.
Okay.
And Michael is totally all in. It is so good this season because it is Captain Glenn, who is just a dreamboat. Mm-hmm. Then we have Gary, Colin, and Daisy. And so all four of them have worked together. But this season, Colin and Daisy are hooking up because this is the first season that Colin is single.
Oh. And Michael has an investment in Colin.
He's obsessed
because he watches these YouTube videos.
He's like, he's just a good guy.
But okay, Michael, wait, is this the love triangles happening?
It's kind of, well, now Gary's going to get mad next week that they're hooking up. I believe that's what's going to happen. Okay. And it's just a really entertaining season because it's like there's like three or four new people, but since they have such a bond, it really kind of
OGs with a bam.
Yeah. No, they're very inclusive, but it just, they pick up where they left off. So they're getting in a lot of fights with each other, which is kind of,
it's like kind of like a Ben and Kate sort of thing.
Yeah, but it's better. I don't know. Below deck sailing this season, fire, fire, fire. I think Colin is Michael's hall pass.
I think you should send him an invite to your wedding.
Colin?
Yes.
Oh my God. I would freaking die. That would be hilarious. Okay.
I'm being serious. I think you sent him a DM.
Where does he live?
On a boat.
Yeah, but where's the boat out of?
The water.
Panama or something.
Probably like, I feel like they're always like Florida or like Australia or something. I just think, I think you send him a DM and say, hey, could I get a mailing address? Colin's boat, Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Oh my God, he's so cute.
Could you imagine? Because you know what? Even if he doesn't, maybe he'll send a little video for Michael.
I was going to say, I could definitely give Michael a cameo. I think
that would make Michael's day.
I do too.
All right. Well, everyone, we are T minus 2 days until Puerto Vallarta. We're married.
Going to Andalus.
We will talk a little bit more about it on our next pod. Okay. We'll give a little bit more detail because I feel like we got to talk about like things that we're doing and like all that fun stuff, you know. But everybody put out the vibe that we're gonna see Vicky.
That'd be great.
Leave, receive.
Yes.
And on bye, that guys. Note, bye.